The President's Council of Cornell Women sponsors and supports Affinito Stewart grants, which recognize women faculty through awards to fund research, primarily to help junior associate faculty achieve tenure. The Affinito Stewart grants aim to increase the success and retention of women faculty by supporting their research. Professor Justine Vandenheuvel designed canopy exposure mapping tools to predict flavor and aroma profiles of wine grapes. The tools have become the standard method of calibrating and modeling the spatial relationships and sunlight distribution within grapevine canopies.
My name is Justine Vandenheuvel. I'm an assistant professor of viticulture in CALS. So I have a joint appointment between horticultural sciences at Geneva and horticulture at Ithaca. I'm involved in both research and teaching because we have a full undergraduate major here in viticulture and enology. I came to Cornell about 2.5 years ago. I had done my PhD in wine grapes up in Canada, in a wine region there, and then was on faculty at University of Massachusetts Amherst for a while, working on cranberries. But when I had the opportunity to come to Cornell and work on wine grapes, I just couldn't pass that up. I applied for a PCCW grant to support some work that I've been doing on predicting flavors and aromas in wine. So what we've done is developed some computational tools that can be used in the vineyard, basically midway through the growing season, that helps us predict what the flavors and aromas are going to be in the final product, the wine. So prior to this, growers and winemakers didn't really have a very good idea of how the wine was going to turn out when they looked at the vineyard. So they had a few indications, such as the variety, the clone, the history of the site. And other than that, they would walk through the vineyard and taste the fruit and try and make some guesses from there. But since most flavors and aromas that we're interested in directly correlate with the amount of light that the clusters receive, took the opportunity of getting the PCCW grant to develop some computational tools that growers can use in the vineyard to predict a little earlier in the season how the wine is going to turn out in the end. So we thought this was a great opportunity to apply for a PCCW grant since that program supports early work by female scientists at Cornell. So it's some great seed money to build on later in the program. So getting the PCCW grant allowed us to do some of this initial work that probably it would have been difficult to get another funding agency to support because it was a new idea that no one had done. And so what we needed to do was some of the initial work is with our computational tools, they can be divided into two categories. There's a group of numerical tools in terms of characterizing canopies. And then what we can do is produce what we call canopy exposure maps. So with the PCCW support, we were able to develop those tools, work with a number of different wine grape growers in the Finger Lakes region, build those canopy maps, and then make wines to match those canopy exposure maps. And then we can do all the lab analysis and the sensory analysis on that fruit. The computational tools that we developed, particularly the canopy exposure maps, are being used in about 12 different states where they grow wine grapes, and in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Spain, and Serbia, so far that we know about. And not only by wine grape growers, but it's also turned out to be a very good tool for researchers. So for viticultural research, it's often been hard to describe differences in canopies among different regions or among different vineyards. But this has allowed us to get a really accurate description of what the light environment is in a canopy looks like. And so it's helped to facilitate some more interregional and international collaboration among different viticultural researchers. Starting out as a faculty member, it's very difficult to get support for the program because I haven't proven myself, as I don't have a strong reputation at this point. But I had these great ideas, and with the PCCW support, I was able to take them, test them out, and then build on those. So getting the support from PCCW has really allowed me to build a research program. I'm quite certain it's going to lead to additional funding opportunities. In addition to that, I was thrilled with the amount of recognition that I got around campus after having received this award. I received a letter of congratulations from President Skorton and one from Dean Susan Henry from CALS and a few other administrators, and it was just fantastic to see that they recognized the work that I'd been doing. I think that women in academia, whether they're students or faculty, face some unique challenges as a result of being women. And it's great to know that you have some support. So not only the financial support, but the support of this great community of women at Cornell behind you. So it's great to know that other women at Cornell are rooting for you. So I'd like to say thank you to the PCCW members for their support, not only financial, but for making me part of the community.